Ilm al-Fiqh, or Islamic jurisprudence, in the words of the late Grand Ayatollah Marashi Najafi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. علم الفقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است و در درجه
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked among Islamic most significant source of knowledge, following exegesis or ilm al-tafsir and Islamic beliefs. The very first author in Islamic jurisprudence is Ali ibn Abi Rafi', one of the most distinguished companions of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and whose father, Abu Rafi', was a writer and a scribe for Prophet Muhammad. He had asked Imam Ali several jurisprudential matters regarding the issues of Salat, Tahara or purification, and Hajj, and recorded them in the form of the first jurisprudential book in Islamic history. The Sunni scholars have made a mistake by introducing the first Islamic author in jurisprudence as Qasim ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. However, the fact is that Abu Rafi' is the first author in jurisprudence, considering the fact that he had lived prior to Qasim ibn Abi Bakr. Anyhow, since Abu Rafi', many scholars and authors from all different sects of Islam began to provide publications on Islamic jurisprudence. It should be, of course, noted that jurisprudence is the knowledge of the commands issued by Sharia, based on the reasons and evidence. For us, the followers of Imam al-Ja'far al-Sadiq, the documents for such deduction include the Holy Quran, received traditions, consensus, and reasoning. First, there is the Holy Quran and the verse in which the command is stated. Then if there is a related tradition to which we should refer and seek for possible modifications, explanations, or exceptions, then it should be considered whether the ulama have made a consensus towards that particular issue or not. Occasionally, and in cases where narrative reasons are not available, it is the reasoning power which helps us in finding the accurate command. Well, these were the sources of jurisprudence accepted by Shiite. For the followers of Abu Hanifa, the sources of deducting jurisprudential commands include the Holy Quran, traditions, consensus, and analogy. He considers analogy a valid method here. For the Shafi'i school, the sources include the Holy Quran, received traditions, consensus, and reasoning with little permission for the use of analogy occasionally. For the followers of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, which includes the Wahhabi branch, at the moment living in Hijaz, the sources for jurisprudential deduction are limited only to the Holy Quran and traditions, rejecting consensus, reasoning and analogy. As for the followers of Malik ibn Anas, so-called Maliki school, who are very much found in African country of Morocco, these sources include the Holy Quran, traditions and consensus. These were jurisprudential documents regarding various sects in Islam. There are yet classifications in jurisprudence which include worshipping, trading and economics, juridical policy and edicts. Worshipping includes acts whose accuracy requires intentional proximity, such as salat, fasting, Hajj, Zakat, homes, and etc. Trading contains acts of any kind which do not require intention of proximity, and not just purchasing or business. The juridical policy suggests for acts such as punishments, blood money, and etc. Ethics then include judicial matters, witnessing, and etc. And as for the outcome of jurisprudence, Sayyid al-Bahrul Ulum has said, salvation in its ultimate level. This is the final outcome of jurisprudence. The system of the world is to follow jurisprudential commands. And thanks to God, the richest sect among all religions to have the most number of jurisprudential publications is Ja'fari.
Ja'fari, derfe, be meratib bishtar az talifat fiqh sayir mazahir.